Murphy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And joe@rt.ie, and leaving cert results out tomorrow. And we were contacted by a number of teachers off the back of one discussion which went in one direction last week about the Gaeltacht and who should be expelled and what the appeals procedure is. Geraldine, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You're 20 years teaching in a second level school, and you say kids nowadays are not afraid of anything. The erosion of authority is having a detrimental effect on society. What do you mean? And you want to give me examples?
Yeah, well, basically, Joe, from my experience, teachers do not have the same authority in the classroom as they used to. Now, part of the change has been good. You know, we have the Children's First Act, which puts children at the centre of our education system, and rightly so. But as a result of that, teachers' authority definitely has come under attack. In other words, when a child has been sanctioned for their behaviour in the classroom, parents nearly immediately jump to their defence, rather than, you know, the traditional attitude of chastising the child, let them take their punishment and deal with the consequences. And I think as a result of the lack of boundaries, particularly teenagers are suffering as a result. And I don't know what the answer to this is. I would say a lot of parents,
Ironically, you said when you were pregnant with your third child, what happened in the class?
Well, I just was dealing with a student who was being disruptive, and he was a senior student, and he told me to go F myself, which in itself wouldn't be it's unfortunately not as unusual as it should be, but that in itself I could deal with, but it was the reaction that his mother had was particularly upsetting.
What happened?
She denied that he said that to me, and basically took no responsibility for his behaviour. The principal wished to suspend him for his verbal abuse, and he was actually physically quite intimidating as well. He got up and he tossed a desk in the room, so I was very intimidated by his behaviour and given my situation as well. So the principal was in a dilemma because it was basically a 16-year-old's word against mine, and that was the situation I found myself in. And I had to go. The parent wanted the suspension to be appealed. She didn't want it on his record, and she was very vehement about this. So I went back to my students and asked them to all write down sort of anonymous testimonies of what happened that day, which was ridiculous. Ridiculous to be putting myself in that position and my students, who had better things to be doing, like getting on with their curriculum. And it was only when I had my body of evidence compiled, I know it sounds very dramatic, but this is actually what happened, I could go back to my principal with all my little notes from the boys. And once he had that, he had ammunition to go back to the parents and say, no, this has actually happened, and she has been backed up by what the boys have witnessed.
And as far as you know, Geraldine, did every pupil in the class, every student in the class, stand by your version of events?
They did, in fairness to the lads. They hung him out to dry, Joe. They didn't spare him, and they used the language he used. And, you know, I would consider myself a very fair teacher. I'd be very reasonable, and I do believe in fairness. And I think what parents need to realise is that teachers of my generation and younger, we're very much bound by regulation now. We're accountable to the teaching council. You know, we have legislation in place that really protects children in the education environment. So because of that accountability, there's no way we're going to exploit our authority. That may have been the case when I was growing up, you know. And I think parents forget that, like, there's no way a teacher can go in and bully a student or pick on a student, as parents seem to still be of the opinion that can happen.
You say there's not a principal in Ireland who isn't facing a Section 29 appeal of suspension. What does that
mean? Well, and I'm not in senior management myself. Yeah. I'm a teacher, but I certainly know from my experience that any student who would be expelled for obviously extreme misdemeanours, I mean, you have to do something pretty serious now to get expelled from a school in Ireland anyway. But immediately, parents have the right, and it's all about rights and entitlements, and parents are very quick to assert those rights to pursue a Section 29 appeal, which means that they are challenging the decision that the school has made. And it makes it very difficult for principals. They're jumping through hoops to simply, put in consequences for serious bad behaviour in schools. And it's certainly frustrating the jobs of teachers in the classroom, because discipline generally is becoming more and more of an issue.
OK, stay there for a sec. I want to bring in Patricia, 51551. Patricia's in Wicklow. Patricia, you make a point. No, it was a much longer email, but you make a point that parents need to stand up to teachers sometimes, and you had your own situation where you did have to stand up to one teacher one time. Do you want to tell us about that? It's for your daughter.
Hello?
Patricia, yeah.
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, okay.
No, it wasn't. I do agree that there are a lot of parents who are biased beyond being reasonable for the teachers. And I know a few teachers, and there are, like that lady there, they have got a lot of challenges with parents who don't believe that their kid would ever do anything. But I suppose I was agreeing. I rang about Barbara the other day. And the fact that Seamus, the teacher who rang up, had the wrong end of the stick, not having heard the whole programme.
He was making the point that parents are too. Some parents are too are too quick to complain and too quick to get the system up and running.
And
the emails start flying, then the appeals start flying, and then the everything else starts flying. And he said people are too quick to do it because I presume because it's much easier anyway to do it. What do you think of that, Patricia?
I think people do it too much, that they're just blind to the fact that, like, years ago our parents would have said, well, what did you do? Barbara did. And the whole thing was, the issue with Barbara was that she wasn't challenging that he did or what he did, but that's the way it was handled by Michal. Also, I didn't think of this. Kalasha didn't answer your questions, your direct questions, and wouldn't answer the way the college didn't stick by its rules, which said there was some way of before you'd be expelled.
And when your example, if you say, I did have to stand up to one teacher one time, what was that about?
Well, it wasn't a disciplinary thing. It was her academic prowess. That her grades were, it was in secondary, and you go around all the teachers, and a couple of them had said, she could do better. And in the end, this particular teacher was saying, oh, really, I don't think she's trying. But I knew she hadn't got this thing in her head about remembering facts and figures and all that. And I said to her, well, I said, to tell you the truth, if my life was in danger, the person I'd like beside me or near me is Rachel. And that's what was my answer to her, that her skills were in another way. You know, and she is. She's working with all her skills now, restoring furniture and stuff.
Okay. Let me. Thanks, Patricia. Thanks, Geraldine. 51555